Hello guys, this is Miu. I'm going to talk about a topic that has been requested by some of my listeners. So, some of you has at one point or another asking me, how is it like to live in Indonesia, a Muslim majority country, and how is it like for a sexually adventurous person who lives in Indonesia? So, the thing is that people in Indonesia are sexually repressed, and that has a few factors that contributed to the sexual repression of Indonesian people. Number one, hypocrisy, and it's connected into mob mentality. What I was saying is that people in Indonesia has a lot of sexual tension, just like people in Western countries. It's just they repress it and they doesn't like to express it because they don't want people to judge them. In my case, I was also didn't want people to know that I was sexually adventurous. So, for all they know, I am still a virgin. So, people here does not like to flaunt their sexual prowess. And virginity is valued highly, and there are a lot of shaming that goes around, a lot of shaming and a lot of judging about people who lose virginity before marriage, because in our country and in our society, virginity is still valued very highly. And there are a lot of fears that what if a girl married and then her husband find out that she is not a virgin, and then the whole family will know and she will be shamed and her family will be humiliated, and that's why there's a lot of sexual tension over here. And the hypocrisy is that it's not that we don't have sexual tension and sexual desire, it's just that Indonesian people like to thought themselves to be above all that, and we are like looking down at people and judging at people who are sexually active because we like to think of ourselves as above all that. And that's why in my honest opinion, Islam has a lot of contribution into that part, because as a religion, they would like to discourage such sinful and unmoral behavior. As free sex is looked down upon in our country, the role that Islam brings into and why there's a lot of hypocrisy going on is because of the Muslim majority, and they like to form a mob mentality. And you know what? I've heard of one theory that in a mob situation, people are like conforming to what they think will look good to others, and that's why they like to form in mobs and looking down on others. And that's why minorities in Indonesia are like kind of repressed. It's true, because there are a lot of examples on why the minorities is actually repressed. I am a Chinese Christian girl, so I should know, because this is kind of rambling a bit, but in our country, Christianity is a minority, and Yeah, I know that it sounds strange to you guys since you guys, most of you guys are living in a Western society in which Christianity is the majority, but in here, it's actually the minority. And if you guys are hearing about all this sexual, all this social stigma that stick to Christianity here, you will feel sad because in here, Christians are portrayed as this evangelist that trying to convert Muslims into Christians, and people here are so judgmental and think badly of us. For example, if we try to run a charity, and there will be person who was just like, "Ah, you're just trying to show yourself off, and just like to try to take and to portray yourself as good people, and to recruit Muslims to Christianity." And that is not always the case. We are just doing some good and doing some charity. And there's a famous case of Basuki Cahayapurnama. If you don't know, this is, he is a Jakarta governor, ex-Jakarta governor, that was wrongly imprisoned, in my honest opinion, and he's just doing his job. He is doing his job perfectly and according to law, just because there's an election and people are throwing accusations after accusations at him. He is such a nice guy, but he is wrongfully accused and he's now serving 2 years in prison. That was so sad. Just because he is Christian, people here are hating on him just because he is Christian and they don't want a Christian leader. I'm getting a bit worked up over here. I hope you guys don't mind. So that's why TLDR, Muslims tend to form mob that has mob mentality, and they are very judgmental and intolerant to minorities, and that is a fact that you can tell just looking and hearing on the news. So that is why they sometimes form mobs, and there's a lot of mob mentality around here that's so judgmental on even if we try to express ourselves sexually. For one, another example is of this mob mentality is when I was in middle school and I was interested on learning all this sexual education just because I heard that in Western countries they teach that at school and we don't have that in our school. So we in Indonesia doesn't have proper learning about sexuality. We get our learning from watching porn videos in which that is not the correct way to learn about sexual education. So in order for me to learn about sexual education, I bought a book about learning sexual education at the bookstore, and I read it and I learned a lot about it. And then at that time, I had a female friend and she was at a different class from mine, and she was visiting my house to play, and then she showed the book and she read it and she asked to borrow it because she wants to read it, and I see no problem in that, so I let her borrow it. So the thing is that a few days later I go to her classroom and I asked, "Did you finish reading that book that I was lending you?" And then the whole class is like laughing at me, and I was like, why did you, and they was like, why did you bought that book? Are you trying to be a slut? I said, oh my god, I'm just like learning. Didn't you see the title? It was sexual education, okay? It was education. But they was just like giggling and snickering, and they were made fun of me. And so I was like so disappointed on that friend. And I never spoke to her again. And I just like, oh, okay, you can have that book. And I just left, because frankly, it's not worth it. And so they have this mob mentality. They like to look down on others and make fun of others. And that's why we didn't talk and didn't mention about anything sexual at all. So that's the difference. Okay, number two. The censorship and the bans. In Indonesia, there's a lot of censorship going on. In Western countries, you guys are free to buy some sex toys. You guys are free to rent a prostitute, because it's actually legal to do so. And you guys are free to access any porn site that you like. But in Indonesia, they were all forbidden. Let me tell you this, because if you don't believe me, that sex toys are actually forbidden in Indonesia, because they will not be able. For example, if I would like to buy a sex toys from Amazon, and they will ship it from USA to Indonesia, they won't make it to Indonesia, because at the airport they are going to check on the package, and then they are going to confiscate it, because it's actually illegal to sell and bought sex toys in Indonesia. So you cannot do that. And although there's a lot of sex toys that I want to buy, but I cannot afford to buy it because of these bans. So we in Indonesia have to settle for Chinese counterfeit toys that has lower quality and questionable quality. So the only toys that I have is like a couple of glass dildos, which I know will be body safe. And also, these bans on pornographic websites. We have a lot of pornographic sites on the internet, and they were blocked by our government, and we cannot access them. Pornhub blocked, Xvideos blocked, Xhamsters blocked, and there's a lot of porn websites, and I couldn't possibly name them all, but they were blocked. Even Reddit is blocked. Yeah, you hear me. Reddit is blocked in our country, and I can only access Reddit if I use VPN. And that was the ban on pornographic material, which I think it's not effective, because the person will still look for it, and it's not quite as effective as they think it is. And in Indonesia, prostitutes are actually illegal. There's no legal prostitutes, and the practice here are mainly just undercover things. And sometimes the funny thing is that Indonesian prostitutes exist, but they are sometimes disguised as other businesses. For example, massage spa, saloon, massage spa, beauty saloon, hotel, karaoke, and things like that. So, that is how I feel living in Indonesia. There's actually a lot more story to talk about, but I will cut this short. And thank you for listening to me rant.